Welcome to Cut from the Same Hem, a faith-based podcast created to help the unsaved find him, the uncertain would have complete confidence in him, and encourage the believer to stay with him. Come on this journey where we're all about helping you find your way to Jesus.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Touch the hem of this garment.
Hey, everyone. Hey, man, we had some technical difficulties, Cut from the Same Hem podcast, and so you're going to miss out on Jay and all that, the stuff that he was doing for the, you know, Thanksgiving and the holidays, but that don't matter because he wasn't going to do nothing anyway. But, man, we're on episode number 10. We're wrapping up a year of, you know, episodes, our first endeavor on this podcast, so we ended out with a bang with Friendsgiving. And we actually got a good one, the Banquet Supper. And so dive in, you know, and hopefully it'll be a good one. All right, get to him. Let's cut through.
It's just too much. Not doing it. Not doing it. What about you, man? What you got lined up?
Going to Mississippi. So that's a good thing. Going to Mississippi to the country. See our family, friends, and all that good old jazz. But, yeah, we're going to probably eat turkey. Because they're so traditional.
That's good, though.
And then we're going to get some dressing that's made from this place called
dressing
Sullivan.
Dressing or stuffing?
Dressing.
What's the difference?
I have no clue. I think a new word, mayonnaise. I don't know. It's probably mayonnaise. The mayonnaise, yeah. You know.
What's that?
It's not good. It's not good. Mayonnaise is someone's not us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our other half.
All right. Who does the stuffing.
Yeah, the stuffing is the other hand. You know, the mayonnaise, that's the new word, mayonnaise.
Gentiles.
And some Gentiles, mayonnaise and Gentiles. Anyway, but yeah, we're going to eat, probably go ride some horses this time around.
That's always cool.
And yeah, so the girls going, Trip going to actually be out in the street, you know, chasing dogs. So that's a good thing because we got some dogs out there. But yeah, besides that, that's pretty much it. Yeah, what we gonna dive into today?
Since it is the holidays and we're trying to stay festive, we're gonna talk about the great banquet in Luke chapter 14.
Yup.
Chapter 14. I don't know if we put people on the spot. Did anyone read that? By chance, anyone familiar with that?
Who want to get into my friends?
Coughing.
We got coffee.
Coffee means I don't know.
We got friends
coffee
here.
Coffee means I didn't. I'm in the.
Who want to read?
Well, it's cool. It's a quick light story.
It's not hard.
It's a light story.
Isn't it like seven verses?
No one wants
eight verses?
To read.
It's just eight verses.
Or should I?
Luke 14. Oh, man. You the oldest one in here. You can't be saying. You got to get to the mic.
No takers? Or y'all want me to do a story?
Gosh.
Story or no readers? Story?
I'll read it and you
all
do the story.
Right, cool.
Jeez, we had all the what's the point of having people here and they don't want to read? They just eat our food, huh? That's what they do.
Well, it was their food.
Oh, their food.
Yeah.
And they don't want to participate.
Yeah.
I love them though. Still love them. Somebody's texting me. But yeah, we're going to be looking at Luke 14, and we're going to read 15 through, 24? 15 to 24. Let's pray to dive in, all right? Cool. Dear gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We pray now as we go through your word that you open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears to be able to hear, see, and obtain everything that you want us to get out of this text. Pray that we can use it for our lives, but also the lives of someone else. And pray that somebody get to know Jesus through our conversation today. We love you. Praise you in your son. In Jesus' name. Amen. So
amen.
Luke 14, beginning with verse number 15, and it reads like this. And one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things. He said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought five yoke of oxen, I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, that's funny, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, go out unto the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Crazy. Excuse after excuse after excuse. Lame after lame after lame. Tragedy over tragedy over tragedy. Whackness over whackness over whackness. These fools were just terrible.
Trash.
Trash. I can't go. I got married. I can't do nothing. He locked down like that already? Weak. Like, jeez. That sounds about right, the first time. He locked down. You can't go nowhere without me. Can't go anywhere. How many of y'all married folks been like that lately? Yeah,
you don't go out. You don't go outside.
Yeah, you're not gonna raise your hand. You don't go. You can't go outside.
You don't go outside.
You don't go nowhere.
You don't go outside.
That's kind of funny. But yeah, it's a lot of stuff that we need to unpack. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Go ahead, and I'll back door.
Let's see. Okay, so one. I just gotta find out, because y'all are quiet, so we gotta figure this out. Raise your hand if you've ever been to a party. How'd you hear about this party?
Flyer.
How else?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Social media. Any invitations?
They still do that?
I don't know.
They still do invitations?
If it's a classy party, you've ever been to a black tie affair or something? I mean, y'all are 20 plus now, so y'all grown and sexy. Y'all should be...
We grown and sexy.
Y'all should be on some stepping out type stuff, right? You should get something that should come with an invitation. Like, you just can't pop up on me.
Is that the one with the seal where you actually break the seal on the invitation?
I mean, however you get it, it should be something that should be by invite, right? Like, you've been to something that's came by way of invitation. Yay, nay, a wedding?
Oh, yeah, a wedding. Yeah, there
okay.
You go.
Hey, what did you get? You get to save the date? Then you got to save the date. We got to save the date. Got a wedding. Then later on, it was a actual RSVP, because the safety day is just to let you know, like, hey, we getting married on this day, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
More information to follow. Go on the knot. And
the knot.
The knot. You know about the knot. If you know, you know. If not, you probably not.
I got free engagement pictures from the knot.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think we got a book. They took our pictures for free. What?
Yes.
They weren't doing that in 2015.
I was so happy.
They switched gears on us.
2009, they was like, yo, we giving this out.
Nothing free.
He got me standing on this little picture like this.
Y'all did the tree thing?
No, we didn't do the tree.
Y'all didn't do that? No tree thing.
Nah.
All right, so yeah, if you go to a party or a wedding, you get the RSVP joint, right? Like, that comes after the save the date. You got that locked in. By then, you should probably have hit your calendar. Like, oh. Let me lock this in. This is happening. I'm trying to support the squad. I'm trying to support gang or whoever it is that you're doing.
Gang.
I'm trying to support somebody.
You old.
That series. Yeah, gang. You got to go to, you gotta
gang,
come
gang,
to this,
gang.
Brother. Whatever it is that we had to, right? And then hopefully you said yes. Or you kept it a bean if you really couldn't make it and you said no. But.
Gang.
Some of y'all, I looked at you. And you look like you got some flakiness in your eyes. Just guessing. Don't say it, but just raise your hand if by chance. And then I'ma just, if you flaked on something that you RSVP'd for. Ooh, nasty.
Have I? I don't know.
So you said you was coming.
Oh, and just don't show up?
Yeah, but after you said you was coming.
I do that all the time.
All the time, Tim. Come on, bro.
All the time? You hit the R.
And it'd be like right before it start, I'd be like, ah, I ain't gonna be able to make it, bro.
You need to stop doing that because people like hate for yourself.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. It's like, I'm in two worlds though. Like if ministry come before, I gotta go. So I can't do what y'all do. Hey Tim, I need you to go do this for me. It's already just tapped. I gotta. You at the bottom now. You at the bottom. That's a good excuse.
We could find a hole. I could find a hole in there if I take the time to dissect it.
Yeah, I know.
Ow.
I don't like saying no when it comes to that stuff. It's like I get the tap, just go.
Yeah, but just a second. Let me get you. I got married in some years ago, and it was a huge wedding. About a little under 300 people. Now, when I needed y'all to send y'all's RSVPs and you told me that you were coming, I mean, my people actually did legit. I appreciate them, but we check, double check, triple drip, quadruple check, whatever. But I'm sure some people flaked out. But that was cool because some random people—they not random, but people that just didn't RSVP—they just popped up. Like we was just gonna have a seat for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you were nice.
We sent it to you. You fam. We got you. But it just by happenstance that there was room for you because of that. But now, in this story, though, these three people that had these whack excuses, they straight up already said they were coming. So they pulled it, y'all. Like, they got the RSVP, and then... Well, they got it to save the date, and they was like, yeah, my calendar looked good. What was our boy on Friday? Next Friday? He was like, let me check my palm. Yeah, so it was like that. Like, nah, I'm like,
they don't know what Palm Pilot is. They don't know what that is. That was the galaxy before it was a galaxy.
The Blackberry?
No, it was another one.
It's
like that, yeah.
It's close. But, so you free. You like, yo, I'm going to pull up. I'm going to be in the building. Then the day comes. Now, mind you, this person, because behind the scenes, you don't know. You just know, like, I'm coming. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm going to come or I'm not going to come. But there's some preparation.
That takes
place. Why you waiting for people, right? Like, you wish, when y'all got married, y'all had to do some preparation. You go and have tastings, the caterers, and you go taste cakes, and you do all this.
Wasting time on some cake.
Yeah, so when you don't come, and after you told me you was coming, you wasting my time.
How much was your plate?
Per person?
I think ours was like $18.50.
Yeah, I was like, isn't that 20? Like yep. 20-ish range? 20-ish range per person?
We was like
on
18.
300 people. Yeah. Thanks, Mom. My parents took that. They took that
time. Yeah, it was like 18.
Thank you. But yeah, like, so all those things happened behind the scene to accommodate you.
Yeah.
Because you checked Mark, yeah. And then the day comes, and then you just like, I forgot. You didn't even forget. You just like, you know what? Man, look, I just got this car, and it's from Carvana, so.
The vending machine place.
Yeah, I wasn't able to just see it and drive it yet. So it just came in, you know, I gotta just try this baby out. I got some blocks to make. I gotta run up and down I-35 real quick. Gotta zigzag through that traffic like Emmett. Got some things I gotta do, right? Like, I got some moves I gotta make. Now, me, you telling me this, like, we had an episode online, which you should not do. But I'm gonna tell you right now. If I invite you to something of mine that I've spent a lot of time and effort, and you telling me that you taking your Carvana ride,
we got props.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never cool again. And there's some other stuff that's probably gonna come with that. That's the light work, is that we just not cool no more. We not cool no more. I'm hot. I'm 38. I'm on a whole nother level from you telling me that you taking your car for a spin.
You're 38?
Huh?
You're 38?
I'm 38, like I'm hot.
Oh, 38, hot, okay, okay. I was like, wow.
Like, yeah, yeah, like angry, furious, upset.
Got it.
Yeah, not.
I thought he was 30.
Not
was
his age.
I was like, when'd you grow up?
All these years,
yeah.
Right? All these
like, years. When did this happen?
Did you really know me?
I guess I'm not. I guess I didn't. I didn't RSVP, sorry.
You didn't.
Sir.
You didn't. But, yeah, man, these cats just came up with the weakest, lamest excuses. Buddy said, I bought some oxen.
I gotta go check them out.
I gotta go check them out. I bought oxen. I gotta check them out. I bought some land.
I gotta check that out.
I gotta go check out. Who buys land?
Without checking it out.
You gonna do it? You gonna buy some land and not look at it before you purchase it?
Sight unseen.
Buy some land. And then old buddy was like, I got married.
I can't go.
Can't go, man. Wife. Wife not letting the boy outside. She's not signing the permission slip. Right now.
He didn't say, I got to check her out. I got to check. Everybody else said they got to check it out.
He didn't check the wife out. Look, bro, she just told me no.
She said no.
No, I just got married, bro. You're not going nowhere. You gotta stay.
Walk
you got to stay close.
Yeah.
Straight Akon.
Yeah.
But he didn't hate. Like, he probably was the easiest one. He could have just been like, yo, can you have plus ones?
Can we all go?
Can we get a plus one here? Can I bring my newfound wife to your banquet? We like to eat. We like to eat for free. Everybody like free stuff. I want to eat. I want some free food. He ain't do none of that. He just said, nah, I can't come. And the master throwing the dinner was on a whole nother level. I just want to, so that's just the gist of the story, right? And then they just went and was like, hey, go gather. He told his servants, since these people played us, they not coming. Now let's go get some other people to come to the dinner. Those who,
the outcasts.
The outcast people, the homeless, the poor, the lame. Get them. They went and got them, was like, yo, it's still not enough room. Well, it's still too much room. Go get some more people. Now go even further. Go get the people we don't even know. We don't know these people. They not even
go to the highways.
In our city.
Go to another
city. I'm going
city.
In another city. I'm going to run into some travelers along the way. I'm stopping at Bucky's because Bucky's got everybody in there. I'm running in Bucky's and I'm like, hey, yo, we having this party. Come through.
Do y'all eat the nuts, the Bucky nuts?
No.
Nuts?
Jerky only.
Just jerky? The Bucky nuts.
Bucky nuggets, no.
The Bucky nuggets. Yeah, they're not good. They're like that puff cereal. They're that puff cereal. That puff cereal. Puffs. Yeah, puffs. But just nastier.
What is that? Beaver nuggets?
Beaver nuggets. That's what it is. Y'all was all wrong.
Beaver nuggets.
Oh,
someone said beaver nuggets.
Oh, I didn't hear you in the mic.
Sorry. We missed it.
I didn't get you in the mic. I didn't know you wasn't in the mic.
We missed it. That is beaver nuggets.
Yeah, beaver nuggets. Yeah.
Beaver
so the highway.
Nuggets.
Sorry, Bucky's. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, no. I was just saying, like, yo, get them, bring them, and yeah, that's it, bro. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
them beaver nuggets.
I don't know. I'm really just feeling the pain of the master of the party, because it was just like, yo, that's trash. That's trash that y'all told me that. Like,
I did all it is.
Yeah.
I done set it up. Set up shop. I done gave out the invitations. I done told everybody all this stuff. Hey, I got a party. You coming? Yeah. Where y'all at? It's ready. It's almost like a, what's the book? Rafiki off of Lion King? It's time. It's time. You know? And he was like all excited and stuff, and nobody showed up. Now, the question I have, why was the excuse not good excuses? Why were the excuses just like superficial, surface level excuses? It wasn't like nobody died. It was just a normal, everyday, I'm not gonna go because of such and such. It wasn't like something traumatic or serious. It was just surface level. So that the floor is open. I'm asking a real question. Why do y'all think that? Why
was it not a good excuse?
Why was it not a good excuse?
We don't.
Do you just want to pass the mic around? Do you think that would be better?
Pass it, but you might hear it. Or you could kill it off until it lands to somebody. Does anyone know?
Well, this one's a
no one feels like they understand while it was a whack.
Nobody wants to go to my chair? Who wants to go to my chair? I got it.
They're not feeling it. They're not feeling the hot seat.
It says VIP on our chair.
We got one. Give it up for Candace.
Yay, Candace! So why do you think the excuses were lame?
Yeah. Like, just asking, like, I don't know if it's for a day banquet or whatever, forever thing, but just like, just come with me now, worry about that stuff later. Like, put me first.
Good answer.
That's a good answer.
You did good.
That's a good answer.
Good answer.
It's a solid answer.
Yeah, it's really solid.
That's it.
Yeah. That's wild. That's wild. It. They could have done it. Like, they had every opportunity to do all the other stuff later. So why do we, today context, why do we do the exact same thing to the Lord? Ooh. Why do we do the exact same thing? We use a superficial excuse for everything when it comes to the Lord, right? Oh, man, I sing in a choir, but I have a headache. Let's just use a headache. But you will definitely go to a job where you're dealing with machinery every day, and you don't have a headache, but you got a headache when it comes to church. What's up with that? The person that created you, that gave you life, you're going to be like, back door. I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? That don't even make sense. I can rest. Yeah. Use it as my rest day.
Chill out.
Your rest day is an active rest. Y'all know that, right? It's actively worshiping God. That's what rest is. Not working, but giving work over to God. Like, that's crazy. So we do that. Uh-oh, got a question. Kingdom girl.
No, it isn't a question, it's an answer.
Okay, answer. Ooh. Kingdom girl got an answer.
Let's go. I know Tim and I talked about this before. It's a heart problem.
Ooh, it is a heart problem. Oh, that's it?
That's
it. Okay. Good answer.
You gotta drop the mic. You gotta drop your mic when you do it. It is a hard problem. It is a hard problem.
Nah, it is a hard problem. You know, the heart is deceitful. The heart is evil.
Who can know it?
Who can know it? Think about David. He's a man after what? God's own heart. And he's the foulest dude we know. On paper. Like, he's just foul. Yeah. He's foul. He's a murderer. He's an adulterer. He's a premeditated murderer person. He's a killer for sure. What else did he do? Let me take your wife, covet. Let me take your wife, kill your husband. that's a Tubi movie. What else did he do? He acted crazy to save his life.
Yeah.
You know, he started spitting on his beard. That is the nastiest thing you can do. You ever spit on your beard when you had your beard long?
Nah, I don't even know how.
You never had that? Like, it just fell? Yeah. Like, it just caught
you? By accident?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, like, well, I got that death sleep. Like, when you death sleep and then, like, it automatically push your mouth open and then, like, it's weird.
It's a weird texture.
Weird,
so,
nastiness.
Think about that. So, you got this dude, but he was a man after God's own heart. Why was he a man after God's own heart? Because every time he kept going back to the Lord. We want to give excuses. We don't want to do anything. Because he gave an excuse and he committed all of that stuff off of an excuse. What was the excuse? I don't feel like going out to war. When it was time for the kings to go to war. I ain't going to do that. Let me go on my rooftop and see Bathsheba taking a bath. And ever since that incident, his whole life was never the same. The sword never left his family. Unity was never back together again. His life was completely destroyed. Kids wanted to kill him. I hate you, Dad. I'm taking a kingdom from you. Brother raping his sister. Taking, like, and the daddy didn't do nothing. David was like, I'm chilling. Oh, that's what happened. Then the brother killed the other brother. So now you got this thing off of one excuse. So an excuse can be deadly. An excuse can be dangerous. It's not vital to your life. It's not sustainable to keep doing. How many of us keep doing excuses? We're a chronic excuse maker for anything. It could be for anything. For anything.
I'm pretty lit at that.
For anything.
I'm pretty good. I'm good. I got him.
Perfect excuse maker.
I got him.
Yeah, he's a great excuse, but it's good.
I'm fire.
He's good. And it's a great excuse.
But I don't have it. Here's the thing.
it was the baby.
It do be the baby.
It do be the baby.
And you seen it was the car. You had to come and help me.
I did.
Again, then I would have to go back to the line thing, and I tapped that enough. But
hey, before you get to that line thing, I will say it was a girl in here. Kingdom girl was having an issue with this line stuff, right? She didn't want to lie for the retreat, right, that we got coming up. Uh-huh. She didn't want to lie to the retreat, and God worked that thing out so she didn't have to lie so she can go to the retreat.
That's good.
God is good. And that's she was good. Struggling with it every week. She was like, I don't want to lie. What do I say? How do I get off of work? I don't want to say it. Like, how do I do this?
That's good.
And it worked out. So I was like, that's dope. Go ahead.
That's good.
I just wanted to give a praise shout out before
that's
we talk
work.
About
that's
sin.
That's good work. Before yeah, no. I was saying I was done with telling the lie. So I wasn't gonna hit it no more. But I do make good excuses. Like, because I make good excuses. Like,
he's good.
If you leave it room really for me to good. Make an excuse, I'm going to make an excuse.
Like, when you know, you get the text, you be like, ah.
I know I'll let you text me.
I know what happened here.
I'll let people text me.
I know what's up.
It builds suspense. I don't text you. You text
at?
Me. It builds suspense up.
Why do people feel it's necessary to give me excuses instead of just saying, like, they don't want to do it or they don't?
Because that's not palatable to them or to the person. If I most times if someone tells you, like, bro, I don't really want to go to that. That seems like it's going to be boring. You'll probably take some offense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Versus it just being like, yeah, I'm gonna come, give you some hope, and then close to the end, then you just like, not gonna make it, but I'll take you out on Thursday, baby. I got you. Me and you, we gonna go out to eat. But I can't make it today.
That's
but
me.
Yeah, but all along I had no intent on coming or going from the get-go. I thought it was that was gonna be weak. Or I purposely planned something else. Yeah, double booked. Got double booked. What I do want to hit, though, from this, because when we read it, right, like, notice who didn't give excuses. Because people came, right? People came. The homeless came. The lame came. So the homeless came. They could have easily been like, I ain't got nothing to wear. How many of us dodged something because we ain't had nothing to wear? Well, you didn't have that. You didn't. He was like, ah, man, my fit's not working for this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit this one out.
I don't have nothing to wear, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit this one out. A homeless person could have said that, like, oh man, I don't want to go in there a little funky. I ain't washed yet. Like, I wasn't able to wash, so I can't go.
I got leaves in my hair.
That ain't happen. The lame person didn't say, oh man, how I'm gonna get there?
You know I walk slow.
How I'm gonna get there? How I'm gonna get to the event?
Can I get on your donkey?
None of that. They just showed up, right? They just showed up. So for us,
the travelers, you gotta talk about the travelers. We gonna eat? Yeah, I'll be there. I'm hungry. I've been riding out.
Yeah, I've traveled from afar, a whole nother country, right? And they got caught just on the highway. Didn't even know, this wasn't even in my thing. Like, oh sure, yeah, I pull up off of the strength. Now, for us, right, like, the fact that these people, no excuse, nothing, not one excuse from people that could have made an excuse, right? Because they're excuses. It's not real. This is not legit. This is not, it's not something that's just acceptable, right? Like, so it's something you just, it's that. It's just something you just whooped up off the top of your head. None of them thought what they were going through was more important than the dinner was, than the banquet was, than the feast was. Not one of them thought that. And you know why they didn't think that? Anyone know why they don't think that? You can just shout it out.
Shout it
out. Or y'all want the answer?
Give them the answer, bro.
The answer is they were hungry. That simple. They was hungry.
Feed me.
I'm hungry. I'm famished. I'm coming to this event, right? Like, I'm homeless. I don't have nowhere to be. I'm poor. I don't have nothing to eat. I'm desperate. I'm hungry. I'm in here. Because I have a desire for, there's something, I know that whatever I have, I'm inadequate. But at this place, there's something there to meet my need in this place. Something is in this building. Something is at this fest. Something is at this banquet that will meet my inadequacy. So yeah, not only, I don't even need, you invited me? I'm coming. I can't get there fast enough because I'm in need. That's how we have to see this invitation. I mean, at this point, we just gonna spill the beans because I'm sure we all are aware that this is, who's throwing the banquet? Mm-hmm. Who's throwing the banquet? What do we think the banquet represents? What is it? So the banquet represents the accepting what? Accepting who? Accepting Jesus. Everyone got the invite, but what's stopping you from what's in the way of that? What's stopping you from saying, yeah, I'm gonna come? Because see, that's it. We gonna say, yeah, I'm gonna come and then not show up, right? Because that could be church. There's people in this church building that's filling up all these church buildings across the world. That's them saying, yeah, I'll be there. I'll go to church. We look the part, right? We look the part. We talk the part. But you're not going to be at the banquet. And that's when Jesus, a little bit before that, when he's telling the story, a guy there says, oh, man, like how great it will be to break bread in the kingdom. But he's only talking about the people that's in that room. You know why? Because these are Pharisees. These are the top people. These are the people with the padded pockets. These are the people that are so-called righteous. These are the so-called people that are
are followers of the law.
I fast twice a week, brother.
Them.
I pray every day. I give to the poor.
Them. So we got to come to the neighborhood. These are people. This is us. The ones that send, that we in the group chat text, that send out the mass scriptures every day.
Sorry. I give you a video. You get the 3-minute video.
Yeah, we on that. Are we on that? Or are we the ones that rock the church apparel?
I love my church. Y'all seen them shirts?
Yeah, we them. We the ones that play Tasha Cobbs in the car. Or just turn it on right before we get into the...
No, they turned off the rap.
You turn the rap on.
They turn the rap off before they get on the property.
Oh, you know. Oh, man.
They bumping it, bump. Oh, we get too close to church. Jesus, build a fence.
That's how you really
do. They turn it real quick. Hit that curve, you know.
See, I tried to be nice. I gave y'all was listening to something on 183, but when you got on Greenview, you changed it. You hit. I gave it to you on Greenview that you just swapped out, man. He was like, let me get my...
Won't he work it out? That's what's coming in right here.
Let me get my worship on Greenview Drive. That's what I was like there. Yeah, you do it there, but on 183, you was
wild. They right here. Hit that
seat. Tim said, y'all don't do it till you park.
Yeah, man. My cousin used to always think like that. I'd be like, you the wildest person. Everything is God's, right? So why when you get on church property, let me turn this off.
Turn it off.
Like, what? That don't even make sense. Just do your thing. But I guess when you're listening to, what's that song? The hot, the hot boys? The fire.
Oh, block is hot?
Yeah, the block is hot.
Block is hot.
Block's hot.
I'm old,
hot,
man.
Hot.
I'm old.
Block's hot.
I'm old. I'm old. Yeah, but it's just that. Like,
hot.
All these people, like, yo, that's who y'all, this, Jesus is saying, yo, heaven is not going to look the way y'all thought it was going to look.
Sister
it ain't Mary, about to look like that.
Sister Mary ain't gonna be there.
Which Mary?
I don't know.
Not if she didn't get the shackles off.
She didn't get the shackles off. One of them ain't gonna be no pledge.
Now if she didn't get the shackles off, she ain't gonna be in the building. But yeah man,
dark
Jesus
child.
Is like, yo, it's not gonna look like that. And before then, he tells them, look, y'all stop inviting people to things that can only bless you in return. That's it. So y'all just like, it's more like, yo, the people invite someone to something that can't do anything for you.
Yeah.
Somebody with no status. There's no reward in it for you here on this side. There's no, cause see all those people, they can invite them, but it's just swapped out. I text Tim, hey bro, you come through, we doing this. Then Tim in a couple weeks, hey fam, your party was lit, come to mine. That's it, that was just back and forth. There was rubbing elbows, it's the same people every time. But you not going outside of that. You looking down on people that you don't want in your establishment, people you don't want to be in your, what, church maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what the reasons are why we do it. We all seclude somebody, right? We leave somebody out. Like, I don't know. If you are smelly, I am probably not trying to just be around you like that. If I'm keeping a buck, like, I don't really just...
I avoid at all costs.
Yeah, that kind of, the smell kind of make me want to...
When I smell it, I move.
Yeah. It's an invite, but you're supposed to invite them people. Right? It can't be just, yo, this is only for me and the homies. This is only for me and my group. This is only for the elite people. What? What up? It can't be, right? It. Do we do it?
Yeah.
We do it, because it's a matter of what I'm comfortable with.
Exactly. But it's also,
hey, speaking of Mike.
Mm-hmm.
It's trust issues?
Or, yeah.
Well, we make Candace speaking to Mike. It's speaking to Mike.
It's trust issues?
You already know what we're going to say. It doesn't matter.
Is it? So, how many people say it's trust issues? Why you don't talk to somebody else?
I'm going to agree with that. Or,
Or, like, you just already know what kind of person they are. Because I already know what you're about. So, like, you ain't about to come, you know, be in my ass.
So, preconceived. Yeah.
To what, though? Because what is it? Okay. But so, what about church?
Damn.
You don't trust someone to invite them to church?
We about to turn.
What they gonna do?
Here's the turn.
They gonna snatch hymn notes?
It's turning.
They gonna take some hymn books with them? They gonna steal out the collection plate?
We turning.
Yeah, 10%. I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, what's up? Like, I have some of the issues too. Like, what's our reason? Because, I mean, we still going to the banquet. Like, these people, like, it went from, yo, invite, these people was invited. Like, these was the people who they just should have automatically been here. They said they was coming. Cool. They not coming. I'm going to talk to somebody else. And then it says, compel them. Compel them. So not only in the sense of it just being like, yo, this whole time, oh, y'all can keep it a bit. Y'all don't just wink. Wink if in distress. The Kingdom girls was wearing me out. They do it quite often. I know they was wearing y'all out. Y'all can't tell me y'all phone buzzing about signing up for what you bringing, signing up if you coming, thumbs up if you coming to Friendsgiving. Yeah, because that's plain and simple. That's just what happened. This is what happened. Y'all done got invited to our banquet, right? Like, and someone just asked you to thumb it up. Now, them going through all extremes is cool. Clap it. Compel.
Seven people only liked.
Compel them. Seven of y'all liked it.
Seven liked.
I'm not one of the seven.
I wasn't part of the seven either.
Never been part of it. None of y'all
liked it. I didn't want to cook.
But I come.
But I cooked.
See, you the first one.
I come.
That didn't send their RSVP.
Jesus.
I already said the RSVP. I done accepted my Jesus.
Jesus already prepared it though. He did. So that's, I'm just saying, because that's what we're talking about. So Jesus already prepared it. So I'm the lame. You had to go out to get me. I'm not first selection. I'm lame. I'm maimed. I'm
an outcast.
Yeah. I'm poor.
Who's gonna be in there? Y'all them people? Who all coming?
That's good. I'm glad we talking like that. Great. Listen, now we cooking. Now we cooking. 40 minutes in and now we cooking. Great.
It took 40 minutes. It took.
Great. That's good. That's good. Nah, we can't. Not yet. We got to at least get to like.
I told you he cooking.
We got to get to like 55.
I told you we
60.
Cooking.
That's good. Because, all right, because everything, because now we, I mean, I'm only going to stay into the, I'm only going to stay in this. Because I love you, Juan, so don't take, I hate them people.
I mean, I love them. He said, I'm not them.
Oh, it's not one. Cool. I hate them people because I'm not listening. They used to be like that when I was growing up. You go to a party and then you get there and then your potty hits you. Hey, fam, who all in there? Just come.
Just show up.
Just come. Because you calling, bro, I'm not listing no names over this phone, G. Like, either you come or you don't come. You can hear about the story later or you cannot. But guess what, though? Just that same way as who all gonna be there. That's how we be trying to kind of do God. Sort of. Sometimes we don't even do that. We don't even worry about who going to heaven. We just like, nah, man, that's just, that stuff, the stuff that we be doing, the stuff that we put priority over God after we're told to seek ye first the kingdom and all his righteousness. See, that was the issue with what them bozos did. I got land. Oh, I got some oxen. Oh, I got a wife. All those things is cool. God has no problem with you having them things. You know why? Because he gave them to you. I don't have no problem with you having them things. Cool. Mm-hmm. Great. But where do they fall? On a totem pole. That's why. We be the ones that's doing it. Oh, we be praying like, oh, God, give me this car. Like, make it a good one too. I want the blacked out rims. I want the all leather interior. I need heated seats. God. And then with your warm cool butt in cool the winter, seats. You never pull up. You don't pull up. You got the auto started. You hit your car hot when you get in there. It ain't even cool. You ain't got to be out there blowing your hot breath on your windshield trying to defrost nothing.
With the scraper.
You good. But guess what you do with your defrosted windows and your heated seat and your warm tushy?
I'm going to the movies.
You skirt somewhere else. That's what we be doing. And when we do that, and when it's supposed to be the kingdom, now it's Mufasa. Or whatever movie you about to see. What's coming out? Moana 2. Pow.
It might actually be good.
The kingdom. Man, I think it is going to be good.
I think so.
But it's just all things that we just move. We move things. And for everyone, it's something just different. The fact is, it's just a weak excuse. Deeper into the plot than what these people are saying, they made a foolish decision. Always, it's always a foolish decision. Anytime you put something above God, when you don't accept God, that is a foolish decision. It's a foolish decision to not accept because you want to do something today that's going to be there tomorrow. It's a foolish decision. Sorry. I get carried away.
Talk that talk. Y'all ever seen that? Talk that talk. You ain't seen that? Talk that talk, George. Talk that talk. No?
Yeah.
I don't know. Talk that talk, Jay.
I'm taking the battery out of my own back.
No.
Yeah. You know, one of those toys, I'm gonna take my own battery out. Now it's time to put it in your back, Timothy. Battery out of me, I'm now going to slap it into my brother. Amp it up, Timothy. Yeah. Get wired up.
Nah, everything you said is dope.
Yeah.
It goes to Kingdom Girl. It's all about the heart. We all have heart issues. Is our heart truly in what we say we believe in? When we say, we like to say a lot of stuff. We actually probably believe the stuff that we say. But the actionable thing is we don't do it. So, yeah, I love God, but am I going to show it in my action? How do I show it in my action? Well, he only gives us only a few commandments to do. What does he say? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love thy neighbor as thyself. All the commandments are wrapped up in those. So how do I do that? How do I truly love God and love my neighbor? Right? Well, first, you got to know who God is. So if we don't know who God is, how can you truly love God and love your neighbor? There isn't. You got now a false identity. You believe in something that's not true. You're in the matrix. It's not real. So think about it. In our story, it is the Pharisees. The Pharisees are having a conversation. Think about this. Jesus is talking to church folks. His whole conversation is church folks. The dude that gave the conversation, that asked the question, was a Pharisee. This kingdom is going to be so good, that dinner. Jesus is the master teacher. He's like, ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, perked his ears up.
Gotcha, sucker.
Perked his ears.
Gotcha. You know, Dave Chappelle. Gotcha. You know, like he got him. And by getting them, Jesus hit them where it hurt. He was like, well, the master had a wedding, invitation, come on through, dinner, party. It's going to be good. We already eaten. So now we're going to have this whole conversation about eating, right? And it was all about, are you going to come? But what was Jesus really talking about in the whole passage? It's simple. I gave it to you, the Jews. You had the ticket. You have it all. It's all right here. You got it all. It's literally right here. You got me. You looking for the Messiah? You looking for the King? Here I is. You got the invitation. Front row seats. Show up. But you don't reject it. By your rejecting me, now I gotta go and open it up. All right, just not to the religious people, the great Jews, the people that got it together, the Pharisees, the ones that's in church, the one that's studying the law, the one that's been in the law their whole life. Now let me go to the ones that you deem bad to society. Jesus didn't deem them bad to society. God didn't deem them bad to society, but he said the lame, the outcast, the ones that are blind, the one that has some infirmities, the ones that have problems. Wait, wait, your job. You are not my friend, tax collector. You a fisherman. I don't, you not cool. You lawyer? What? You can't. And then he says, oh, there's still room. God has so much room that it doesn't make sense. There's always room at the table. The question is, are you going to get your invite and actually show up to the table? The slave was happy. It was like, that's in the text. That's crazy to me. He's like, yo, master, we don't have enough.
Don't have enough.
I just told everybody, like, we got still got room.
Still more room.
How much food was there? We still got room. We got room. How many people rejected that there was room? Because that means there couldn't just be three. There had to be a plethora. So that means friends on friends on friends. Do we all follow in a pack? If you don't go, I don't think I'm going. I do that now. Who gonna be there? Yeah. You gonna be there? You rolling? Ah, that's kind of far. You right. You right, that's kind of far. You right. You start making that excuse, right? Yeah,
you have to sit this one out.
I gotta sit this one out. Yeah, I catch him next time. And the slave was like, nah, we got more room. The master said, let's go to the outside. Now in the text, it's talking about Jews. This is it's talking about the Jews and the Gentile. How now the Gentiles, the door is open for them because you've been rejected by the Jews. Since I've been rejected, now I done opened up the door. So you and I, we all can now be at the table. This is the greatest thing known to man. God's love is for everyone. God is giving us all of him. It's to everybody, not to somebody else. So that's why Paul says, bro, I know I was the greatest Jew. Out of all Jews, I know my Bible. I'm from the strictest Bible sect teachers. You know, I'm that dude. I'm wealthy. I got it all. But he says, shoot, I'm the least. But you know what I am chief in? I'm the chief sinner. I'm that dude that's
big
foul.
Chief.
I'm the head. You're the head chief.
Big chief.
I'm that dude. I'm the foul one. So he had a perspective that he saw himself as, I can't do this without him. If I don't have him, I can't do nothing. And as believers, we don't look like Paul. We are Matthew 10. Yo, go on and go to gnashing and weeping of teeth. I never knew you. Matthew 7, you're not mine. You said these things. You done these things. You preached in my name. You cast out demons in my name. You said, and Jesus said, what? I never knew you, my dude. And the master said, yo, cast them out. Tie them up. Bound them up. Think about that. I never knew you. You was playing church this whole time. Your heart wasn't in it. You said one thing, but your actions didn't prove anything. So as a believer at this table, are you just giving excuses? Because that's what it comes to. Are you rejecting him or are you accepting him? But what does acceptance mean? It's a lot. It's your life. We harp on this because I don't want to see nobody to go to hell. I love everybody enough to be like, yo, till I die, I want you to go to hell. When I die on this earth and I open up my eyes in heaven, I sure want to see Tiffany. I sure want to see Lamar, Michael. I sure want to see Kyrie. I want to see Dee Dee, Miguel. I want to see TJ. I want to see everybody.
In you want to see me, bro?
Yeah, I want to see you, Jay.
Okay.
I want to see you, bro.
All right, man.
I want to see you.
Saying,
I want to see the greatest family reunion known to man, but on this earth, if my friends ain't going to be there, what was the point of living? Just on that level. If my friends ain't going to be there, what's the point? What's the point? Tree's not in heaven. Did I do my job well? Or did I fail? That's a whole nother subject. Topic. But it's because of the heart, our heart. I want to have this desire. I'm desperate. Are you desperate for the Lord? Or are you just saying you desperate? What? My favorite song. I done said this in like 4 episodes already. You say that you love me and can't live without me. So why do you call me only when you need me? Are you that kind of Christian? Can you even say you're a Christian with that mentality? Because the Christians that I see in the Bible die for this. They hung for this. They got stabbed for this. They bled for this. They went through torture for this. Are you willing to be ridiculed? Are you willing to be tortured for Christ? Are you willing to get let down when somebody tell you, I don't want to hear it? Doors being shut. I love my Mormon brothers and sisters. Before they get one convert, I'm going on a tangent now. Once before they get one convert, they knock on 1,000 doors. 1,000 before they can get one person to come to them. 1,000? But we scared to even do a 2-minute post, be like, hey guys, come to my church, welcome you to Bible Way. Like, but these fools out here, they grind it. Let's grind for God. That's all about this thing right here. Grind. Because I love him too much. I'm desperate for him. Do you love him? Or do you just say you love him? Because it comes back to the heart. I love him. Do you love him? Wait. I love God. Do you love God? What's wrong with you? I hated that song. I love him, I love him. I hated that song. Them in that cycles. I just hate him. I don't like him. I like the song. I like the song. I just don't like him. Because he's suspect to me. So, little sussy. Sussy.
All right.
We keeping it real, my dude.
Yeah.
We keeping it real. But anyway, this is it. At the end of the day, I just love y'all. All right. I love every last one of y'all. For real. Some of y'all I don't know too much, too well, but I love you enough to be like, yo, I want you to be with me in heaven. I want to see you there. I want you to do well in your Christian walk. I want you to walk like a Christian. I want you to be a Christ follower, a discipler, not just somebody that says the title, I'm a Christian. Culture is too fake. It ain't real. Social media ain't real. Life is real. At the end of the day, you're only going to have your brothers and sisters in Christ that's going to help and support you. Think about that. And if they say that they are going to support you and don't support you, you can actually question their faith on that one. Like, are you? Because you just talking out your neck. All right? So that was cool. That was kind of hard for a ending. Season.
What, talking off. Out your neck?
Yeah, talking out your neck. Yeah, that's pretty bad. I think that's...
We'll send season greetings throughout.
Yeah.
Throughout the thing. Yeah. Sorry, y'all. I was probably like, look, I ate, and then y'all just started jumping on my head. So, sorry.
He hadn't talked in like 2 weeks, though. So
yeah, and not only have I haven't talked, I haven't saw. And
I can't see.
Yeah, so, so I'm like, which y'all now? And then I'm just like, all over the place. But
Tiffany was looking at you funny.
But yeah, look, that's it. We wrapping it up, but that's food for thought, literally. Like...
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a really good Thanksgiving.
And Christmas, because you're probably not going to see us until the new year.
Oh, them, yeah.
Them people. I'm going to see you tomorrow. So
yeah. I'm like, what?
I actually have
I won't see you until Christmas, Papa?
Yeah, man. That's too long. You know you love your people when you're like, man, it's been 2 days I ain't seen you. Like, yo, what's up? Like, bro, like the Kingdom Girls, man, that's this has been weird.
Yeah, I'm growing to love them.
I know.
We like have to grow. Little sisters. Yeah, like little
or
sisters.
Or some bad kids. Some
or
bad kids.
Something. One of them. They're just...
They different.
Just something. They're but yeah, different. I'll just say that everyone in this room and everyone that
especially
is,
one in the green one,
is listening, we are praying. We are praying that you have not just... RSVP, but you have accepted the invitation by coming. So for us, y'all know we like to say get to him. So get to him. Under the assumption that everyone in this room has already gotten to him, but I could be wrong. And that's cool. If I'm wrong, but I don't have to stay wrong.
Nah.
Right? Like, and if you're confused, because sometimes we go through things and it's just like, oh man, like, did I actually accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior? Did I actually do the things? Or, oh man, you know what? I messed up yesterday. Am I saved because I messed up? We do those things. We have those. And you don't have to. You can have assurance. Because that's what God gives us. Through the Holy Spirit, you have insurance. You have assurance. You know. Like, you don't have to be confused. You don't have to wonder if you're saved or not. Or when I die, where am I going? Am I going to hell? Am I going to heaven? No, you can know. You can know before you walk out of this door. You can know before you turn off your phone. You can know before you press pause on whatever listening device you listen on. Go find out. Find out if you got a seat at the table. You got an opportunity to know you have a seat at the table. The Master's already prepared everything. He's already prepared it. Jesus already laid down his life for us. He did it while we were already in our sin. He loved us. He loves us still, in spite of the things that we've done. So the choice is yours. It's up to you. Do you want to have your seat at the table, or do you want your opportunity to get passed on? Because none of us knows what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next second holds. We can go like that. That's the difference between the invitation from your save the date. You know when the event is. We don't know. We don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know when. What the old saints, this may be my last time. It may be my last time. I don't know. It may be. Today may be my last time. But guess what? I'm not tripping if it is. Because I know where I'm going. I want the same thing for y'all. Tim is great at the invitation.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Nah, I'm just playing with you. But nah, man, that's good. Get to him, y'all. Get to him. And the cool way to get to him is simple. He made it so simple. All you gotta do is accept him. And he said, and the thing is, he already gave you the invitation because he did all the hard work. The hard work is simple. He died on the cross for your sins and my sins. Why did he have to die? Because we were sinful. We bit off that fruit. And our daddy and mama, Adam and Eve, they over messed up. So with that being said, he had to go and die for us. He had to pay the sin debt. He had to make us right before a holy and righteous God. And so the only way he can make us right from a holy and righteous God, he had to die. The God had to die so that you and I may have life. So if you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's simple. All you got to do is ask him. Ask him to come into your heart. And it goes like this. Dear Lord, I ask you to come into my heart. I believe that you are who you say you are. You are Jesus, the Christ, the one who created all and the one who died for my sins. I believe it, and I believe that you rose from the grave, just like you said, just like your words say. So I ask you to come in my heart, rule, reign, take over, so that I can live right, do right, and be right. And I can be stand right in front of a holy God, and I can be counted as righteous. I love you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Boom. Amen. You said that, and you a believer. And with that being said, hey, I'm your first friend.
I'm number two.
He number two. And so, but just wanted you to get to him, all right? So y'all have a good rest of the year, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, all that good old jazz, spend it with loved ones and friends. Tell somebody that you love them. Give somebody a hug. Jay, I love you, bro.
I love you too, Tim.
Thanks, man. And with that being said, remember, God loves you, so do I. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Get to him. Hit up all the socials, the Twitter, the Instagram. Is it still called Twitter, guys? X. Hit X. Oh, we're not on X?
Yeah.
2025, we're going to get on X.
We coming.
We coming on X. We getting on there. Tesla.
Oh, we're not coming.
Never mind.
I don't know.
They said no, and they said no. But anyway, like, comment, subscribe. Let's get this algorithm up, because y'all been slipping. Love y'all, though.
Hold on. We go, hey, on the count of three, everybody shout, get to them. We need that. We need that. We need that.
Yeah. Microphone. Let's get it. That. It's going to be.
From your loins. Dig deep. Dig right. Deep.
On three.
Like you mean it.
On three. One, two. Well, okay. Get to him. I got you, DD. I got you.
Get to him.
Get to him. All right. Ready? Yeah. Let's do a test run. One, two, three.
Get to him.
Okay, we need to go a little louder, okay? Because it's going to be one of these
things. We need some bass in there, too.
Yeah, we need some bass. Come on, Juan. Ready? Ready? We need some bass. All right. One, two, three.
Get to him.
Synchronization.
It was good. All right.
As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, reflection, and connection. If today's conversation spoke to you or offered a new perspective, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, share your thoughts, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, stay blessed, and we'll see you soon.